AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The GOP-controlled legislature in Oklahoma passes another bill that outlaws all abortions except to save the life of a pregnant woman or if the pregnancy is a result of incest or rape reported to police. The two remaining abortion providers in the state say they'll be forced to close when the governor signs the measure. The Senate passes a bill providing $40 billion in aid to Ukraine. 11 Republicans voted against the measure. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It appears more and more MAGA Republicans are on the same soft on Putin playbook that we saw used by former President Trump.
President Biden met with the leaders of Sweden and Finland on their request to join NATO. Sweden's Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson.
My government has come to the conclusion that the security of the Swedish people will be best protected within the NATO alliance.
Turkey continues to oppose adding the two Nordic nations to NATO. Peyton Gendron, the white 18-year-old man charged with killing 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket, briefly appeared in court today. The AP's Carolyn Thompson has details.
Gendron is accused of walking into a Tops Friendly supermarket in Buffalo and shooting 13 people. 10 of them died. All of the victims who died were black. Prosecutors say it was a racist hate crime, and they continue to investigate his numerous online writings which detail his attack.
Investigators say evidence collection at the supermarket has been completed. Tops Market President John Persons pledges to open the store as soon as possible, but says he could not give a timeline. S&P inches closer to a 20% drop, a threshold that defines a bear market. The index lost 0.6% today, now off 18.7% since its record high set earlier in the year. The Dow dropped 0.8%. This is AP News. The number of people filing for unemployment fell to a 53-year low today. Mike Hempen has details.
The Labor Department reports 1,317,000 people received jobless benefits during the week ending May 7th. That's the fewest since December 27, 1969. Applications for unemployment rose by 21,000 last week to 218,000. Weekly unemployment applications have been consistently below the pre-pandemic level of 225,000 for most of this year, even as the overall economy contracted in the first quarter and concerns over inflation remain.
A panel of advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention agrees children from 5 to 11 should get a booster shot of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Earlier this week, the FDA authorized Pfizer's kid-sized booster to be offered at least 5 months after the last shot. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.